This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. More on President Obama's Labor Day executive order, which provides 7 days of sick leave per year to the employees of federal contractors. That'll benefit about 300,000 American workers. But the president is asking Congress to approve legislation extending sick leave to the private sector. Some states and cities are ahead of the curve, requiring companies to provide that coverage already. Marketplace's Sabri Benashour has more on their experience.
Connecticut, San Francisco, and Seattle are among the places where mandatory paid sick leave has been introduced and studied.
For most employers, having to provide paid sick days for your employees turns out to largely be a non-event.
Eileen Applebaum is a senior economist at the Center for Economic and Policy Research. She looked specifically at the case of Connecticut, which was the first state to require paid sick leave back in 2011. Most businesses said sick leave didn't cost them anything, and only 1 in 10 said costs rose more than 2%.
The main way that they handle this is by temporarily assigning the work to other employees, or they put the work on hold, or if you're talking about a restaurant or a retail establishment, they allow employees to swap shifts.
In a San Francisco study, about 14% of businesses saw negative impact on profitability from offering paid sick leave. A study in Seattle showed most employers weren't able to calculate the costs. But of the few who did, it amounted to about 0.4% of revenue. Max Nelson is labor policy analyst with the Freedom Foundation. He says one thing that paid sick leave doesn't seem to be doing is keeping sick employees from coming to work.
About 4 of the 5 studies that have been done that look at workplace illness in the wake of a mandatory paid sick leave law have found no reduction.
That may be one reason why several studies see the costs of paid sick leave as so limited.
Workers are definitely not using all of their paid sick days.
Jessica Milley is with the Institute for Women's Policy Research. Her organization did a study in San Francisco.
Rather, we think that they're mainly using it as kind of an insurance policy.
All in all, there are 3 states and 19 cities that require paid sick leave. 44 million private sector employees don't have any paid sick leave at all, according to the White House. In New York, I'm Sabri Benashour for Marketplace.